Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In Minneapolis, the unemployment gap between white and black residents is the highest in the nation. And when it comes to income, home ownership, and health outcomes, in almost every measurable way, life is generally worse for black residents than white ones. But as part of a new ambitious plan, Minneapolis is hoping that changing residential zoning laws could be part of a solution to help close that gap. Here to explain is Max Nesterak, a reporter and producer with Minnesota Public Radio. Max, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. So this is the 2040 plan for Minneapolis. What is it that they're trying to do by undoing rezoning laws?
So they're really trying to do two things. One, they're trying to work towards climate change, decreasing carbon emissions. And the second thing they're trying to do is close racial disparities, like you mentioned in the intro there. And I should also mention, Minneapolis has the highest homeownership gap between black and white residents in the country. 75% of white people here own their own homes. 25% of black residents do. And so what they're looking to do is saying, you know, if we're going to have a lot more residents over the next 10, 20 years, how can we make sure that our city grows as equitably as possible? And so that's why they came up with this triplex plan, you know, having up to three units on any parcel of land throughout the entire city. That's really getting national attention because we're the first major city to so-called abolish single-family home zoning.
Which had some opponents and some supporters, is that right?
Correct. Like anywhere people love their single-family homes, they and you would see a lot of resistance among people who had lived in their homes for a long time. So older, whiter, wealthier people who bought into a neighborhood that was mostly single family homes and they want to keep it that way. But city planners said, you know, we have 35,000 more people expected to be here over the next 20 years. And we either have to build up or out. And in the city proper, you know, there's nowhere else to build. There are no green fields. So, and traditionally what's happened is you would put denser housing in poor neighborhoods, or you would build luxury apartments in downtown or elsewhere. And so they're saying, what is a more equitable way of growing up? And to do that, they're letting basically any homeowner build two more units on their plot of land.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's not saying that the homes that are currently there have to be changed. It's just, are the homeowners who are currently there worried that by increasing the density of their neighborhoods, that might decrease the value of their single-family homes?
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, the other concern is they think that homes next to theirs are going to be bulldozed and three-unit apartment buildings are going to be put up. And, you know, for people living in New York or Chicago, that may not seem like a big deal.
But you read my mind, Max. I was just going to say, I've got
right,
80 stories going up down the block, but yes.
Right. But, you know, in Minneapolis, the vast majority of land here is single-family homes. And, like, that's similar to most big cities in America.
Well, like I said, we've got about 80 stories on all these buildings here, so we'll be interested to see how this plays out. Max Nesterak is a reporter and producer with Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks so much, Max.
Thank you.